Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stephanie and Emma with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Premier Stephen Miles has been accused of lying to Parliament after he denied sending texts during question time. The Premier denied sending any messages during his questioning. Meanwhile, texts were recovered and screenshots were shown to prove him wrong. Stephen Miles claims his denial was caused by a lack of remembrance, stating that he answered to the best of his recollection.
Brisbane locals are flocking to the Soundgarden here in Fortitude Valley this morning as US burger chain In-N-Out announces another of their popular pop-ups. The American chain is a favourite for Australians despite lacking a permanent outlet anywhere in the country. The pop-up runs from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m, but previous Australian pop-ups have sold out within 30 minutes, so locals are encouraged to come early.
In national news, a group of 143 Inuit women are suing the Danish government for around $6.3 million for the forced and non-consensual fitting of IUDs in the 60s and 70s. The women, teenagers at the time, were fitted with the birth control without their knowledge as part of a strategy to limit population growth on the Arctic island. The Danish government launched an investigation into the program in 2022, but outcomes are not expected until 2025, too long a wait for many of the women who are already in their 70s to 80s. One of the women said they wished to gain respect for their wombs and themselves while still alive, hoping for more than just financial compensation from this case.
Over 3,000 hens have been rehomed in Toowoomba after tenants of an egg farm moved on, abandoning the animals. Neighbours went to investigate the property following the tenant's vacation to find a confronting scene with many birds dead. An animal welfare report has been submitted to the Department of Agriculture and Fishing previously, who say the investigation is still underway. The thousands of birds that survived were rehomed to members of the local community over the course of 6 days.
In international news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is expected to announce a $2 billion fund to promote Australian trade and investment in Southeast Asia as part of an effort to expand commercial ties with the region. The new fund, called the Southeast Asia Investment Financing Facility, will focus on clean energy and infrastructure projects. This comes after Special Advisor Nicholas Moore recommended last year the government establish a strategic investment facility for Southeast Asian infrastructure projects. Mr. Albanese will introduce the fund to dozens of Australian and Southeast Asian CEOs at the Australia-ASEAN Summit in Melbourne tomorrow.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.